There are so many major stories going on right now. I have never seen anything like this. I've been engaged as a journalist since my property rights and that of my community was assailed in 2003. And I've never, ever seen a week like this. It's only growing exponentially. I don't know what's the lead story. There is not a lead story. They're all lead stories. We're going to spread them out today rather than put them all out in the morning because I think people need time to digest. Now, if you're a member of our subscription team, in other words, you've signed up by email, you'll get that email late this afternoon, early evening, depending on your time zone, and you only need to go through it once. But my goodness gracious. Oh, how do you do that? It's easy. You go to the commonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, put in your email. No, we don't sell data. And you'll get your email every day with everything we've done. Yesterday we had the biggest month we've had in the biggest day we've had in 4 months because the algorithm has not favored us. But I think the nature of the stories is so horrific, so earth-shattering, pun intended, that it's drawing attention on its own without being referenced or recommended. And I know a lot of people are starting to share too, and I would encourage you to do that because today is even bigger than yesterday. Let's start with the Charlie Kirk situation. You've heard my declaration from the beginning. I absolutely was staying out of the forensics of it. And I wanted to believe it was a lone nut assassin. I go, maybe for the first time, a major assassination is a lone nut. It is not. It is not. And we're going to start here with that assertion. And I'm still undecided as to where I'm going to take this show with regard to Charlie, because here's what I want to have happen. Charlie's work was so important and so effective in helping young people open their minds, become engaged in the process, not become apathetic. I don't want that to change. My wife and I have had many discussions about who should step up and take the lead. And there are some good people out there that should do that. It is not Ben Shapiro. And I don't have an axe to grind with Ben, but it is not Ben Shapiro for a number of reasons. But I do think that there's good people out there who can engage and be strong. Charlie was a mixture of a lot of different traits. He really was. We're going to hit that too, but this story is jam-packed with information, but we're going to condense it. We're going to keep it as brief as we can. First, I need to let you know there was a product that saved my life 18 months ago. This boosts your immune system. You can see all about it when you go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. But this product boosts your immune system when you're healthy and makes you resistant to things. And as in my case, when I had strep lung linings as a result of RSV with very negative prognosis from the doctors, this reversed it. Today, I'm better than I've been in 25, 26 years. This product is amazing. It's a miracle. And thanks to my friend Scotty Sachs, who I do a lot of ventures with, including our Sovereign Radio efforts. And Scotty said, Dave, you got nothing to lose. I mean, you got the terrible diagnosis. Here, try this. It works. This works. Let it work for you. It's preventative and restorative at the same time. Doesn't cure anything. It puts your immune system on a whole different level. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I won't rest until really everybody is on this. Because I know, are you happy with the medical establishment? Okay, enough said. Charlie's work. Charlie is such a unique personality. He was strong, adaptable, highly intelligent, got an education from Hillsdale College. I think that speaks volumes. I encourage everyone, take a class or two from Hillsdale. They're awesome. Charlie was the best of the best, but he could take on insults and attacks calmly. Prove me wrong. I'll let you have your say. Okay, now listen to me. This is what I think. And this guy was unwavering, unwavering. but he was patient with the young, and he drew young people to him. I think he had more to do with Trump's victory in 2025 than any other single external factor. Trump himself, he had to sell himself. There's no question. And Trump deserves credit for getting reelected. But along the way, who was with him? Charlie Kirk was right there. Heart and soul, 100% effort, nothing left on the field. Just talking about Charlie makes me miss him tremendously and the great work that he did. When we were going through the election controversies in 2020 and 2021, and again in the midterms in 2022, I was glued to Charlie. I'd get about 15, 20 minutes. I would get the feel for the day with Charlie. He was fantastic. And I have a big hole in my heart too, emotionally, for what he left behind. And I don't know. I just wonder what it's going to be like in 20 years for his children. So let's talk about where I'm at with this assassination. I wanted the work to continue. That was my entire focus. I didn't want to play the parlor game of this angle and that angle and this camera found this and this person lied about that. But I can't help it. It's not that I can't resist. It's that you, the audience, have really nudged me into seriously looking at this where I began to have important conversations. And I'm really flattered in one way because I developed, I guess, quite the reputation as an expert on the Kennedy assassination. And I drew a lot of attention. I mean, I've had a stream of contacts from people that have said, with your knowledge, why aren't you looking at some of these anomalies connected to Charlie's murder? And I said, well, I want the work to continue. And I gave the same spiel I just gave here. And it was interesting because people said, you owe it to bring your expertise to the table and start analyzing and connecting these dots. Okay, it's nice compliment. Thank you. I don't live for those compliments. I live to leave my son and his generation America that's not a shithole. Excuse my French, but that quotes Trump and his ex announcing he was running for the president in 2016. That's my motivation, is what we leave behind here. I have lived a blessed life because of this great country. Oh, yes, my parents raised me the right way. And they were unwavering and disciplinarians, and I had great teachers when I was young. And I really am honored to have had the teachers I've had. And you have to be older to really appreciate them. I mean, you like them when you have them and you know they're smart, they know they care about you. But when you get older and start living in the real world, you realize how right your teachers were so many different times. Anyway. I've been bombarded, and I'm going to make a couple of bold statements here. Tyler Robinson did not kill Charlie Kirk. And I saw this morning as I got on YouTube that Joe Rogan, in a 7-minute clip from his show, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but Joe is saying the same thing. All of us are saying the same thing. Paul Preston and I had a late night conversation last night, and this was the beginning topic. And he kind of gave me that, well, your deal with Kennedy, what do you think, Dave? And we talked, and I tell you, he ain't buying it either. I can't find anyone who knows how to research assassinations who thinks that Tyler Robinson did it. I could play the visuals, but they're all out there already. So I don't want to be repetitive. I'm just going to give you my interpretation of the visuals that you all can see on your own. He's Tyler Robinson, if it's him, and it probably is, but the clothing description's off, but he runs across the roof. But when we simultaneously look at the same cameras, he's running as Charlie Kirk is dead. And Charlie died instantly. And he was running for about 12 seconds before it happened. And then we see as he's running, he approaches the edge of the roof, the crowd kneels, some run. It's pretty amazing. The timing is off. And the FBI released the video of this kid running across the roof on the college campus, but they left out the first 30 seconds or 25 seconds where you could have seen him in a prone position. Why didn't they release that? What were they hiding? Do you know, I'll go back to the Kennedy assassination. I've seen this before. If it wasn't for a Time Life employee, James Grodin, who worked at Time Life, and Time Life bought the Zapruder assassination film from the filmer, and James Grodin would be there after hours, no one around. He started watching the film, and he made a discovery in frames 223 and 224. He saw that the president's head went back into the left, meaning a shot from the right front, not from behind at the Texas Book Depository. They showed the head going forward, not back into the left. But in the original film, he saw the opposite. He goes, "Oh my gosh." Well, this is a whole story unto itself, and James has told the story many, many places, including Nigel Turner's great six-part series on the JFK assassination and Bill Curtis's work too. He also gave Bill Curtis, and Bill Curtis did, I think it was a five or six-part series as well. I think the two best productions ever in mainstream media. And I think one aired on A&E. I forget which one the other one aired on. But anyway, James's word got out. He was taking chances with his life, believe me. And we saw doctoring of the evidence. And then the FBI came out. Of course, it would be the FBI. And they said, "Oh, it was just a processing error." That's a load of bull. You know it, and I know it. It's a load of bull. Well, now we have just an entire segment where you could see a sniper kneeling after, we just see the running. The running doesn't mean anything. Maybe he was doing an aerobic workout because it's not tied to an event with a gun. So the FBI was involved in a cover-up from the very beginning. Dan Bongino is the last person that would accept BS from his own agency. And his initial reaction to the failure to release the Epstein files shows that. And he's been strangely silent here. And he went from, I think he's going to quit the FBI any moment over Epstein files, to where now, I hate to say it this way because I like the man. I think he's done great work, but he's a lapdog. They've turned him into a silent lapdog. Shut up. I don't know what they told him. I don't know if there were any threats involved. I have no idea. But I can tell you this, he's gone reticent. And I think Kash Patel was a man on a mission with the FBI. But he is willingly going along with, I don't think he's the perpetrator, but he's going along with a fraud. Now, I believe that Candace Owens is correct. And Candace, I owe you an apology for incorrect thinking. I didn't ever say anything about Candace being wrong. She's jumping to conclusions, basing conclusions on facts, not in evidence. I didn't say any of that about Candace, but Candace, I'm sorry. I thought those things. And my son defended you. I want you to know exactly. I had family members defend you, Candace. And they were right, and I was wrong. Candace's conclusion comes the closest to what I think we're seeing. Let's jump to Lebanon and the Israeli revenge tour. How were the leaders of Hamas taken out? Exploding pagers. Who was responsible? Mossad, Israeli intelligence. If you go to a man's ex, Ryan Mata, or even if you go to Redacted, they're both showing the same thing. Charlie Shirk puffs out, and I've talked to snipers in the last couple of days. Bullet doesn't do that. And Charlie was not wearing a bulletproof vest. And this fooled my family members. They thought the bullet originally had struck bulletproof vest and deflected into the neck. And I agree, that would have been a logical conclusion had we not had other evidence now from a telescopic lens, and now it's been exposed. It's out there, it's everywhere. Mata has it, Redacted has it. I mean, Joe Rogan's seen it. It's everywhere. So I'm not breaking any news. What I'm doing is I'm connecting some dots and I'm saying there's historical precedent that Candace Owens is right. Charlie was in a battle with Israeli intelligence because of the things that he was saying about Israel. No, Israel's gone too far in Lebanon, and no, we can't let them have the entire area. No. And Charlie was adamant about that. And there's another thing that Charlie did that I think there's a partnership in this. And so, Candace, I'm going to go a little beyond what you said. And it's something that Paul Preston and I talked about yesterday. And by the way, I'm interviewing Paul tomorrow afternoon. It'll probably air Sunday or Monday exclusively on our TV show. We're going to make it an exclusive. And we're going to be talking about connecting these dots. But I'll connect a couple here and we're going to go into much more detail in that interview. Charlie had just been in South Korea because the communists are taking over South Korea and they're persecuting the Christians. And South Korea is a strongly developing Christian nation. Strong. And Charlie went there to defend. That pissed off the Chinese because Christianity is growing in nearby China. It's growing in North Korea. Charlie was making powerful enemies. Now, this is what I find really interesting. I've had people come to me privately. And Dave, don't put my name on this. Don't say what agency I was in. But you have the ability to put this together and figure this out. And I thought, okay, I don't want to go there. But I did eventually. China probably working with the Mossad because China does not want the growth of Christianity. And also, China spends a lot of resources putting hundreds of thousands of Chinese students in our universities, and they are all agents of the Communist Chinese Party. They sign an agreement. We saw it with the agro-terrorists on their phones. They had an agreement with the CCP. You are an agent of this government, and you will act accordingly. So this is not anything that's in dispute. And I think it's very likely that the Mossad, and we'll get into how they killed Charlie, I think, and China working together. And I'll tell you, because this happened on American soil, our CIA is involved. This would not happen on American soil without CIA involvement and partnership. And we have lots of historical precedent for that. So now we get down to, okay, the mechanics. If you watch films that have been released, the videos are everywhere. They're all over YouTube. And what we see is this DGM microphone, and I've used them before in conferences I've spoken at, is that you have a piece of it that's magnetically attached and you have to pull it really hard to pull it away. Okay, well, this flies off. And it knocks Charlie's necklace backwards, giving the appearance the shots from the front. But this device explodes. And I've seen the freeze frame of it, and it's available on YouTube. And it's my considered opinion that this is basically the equivalent of a Hamas pager that killed their leaders. And this is how Charlie was taken out. And in fact, there was no shot. And adding to the mystery is the fact that we don't have anything autopsy-wise that's worth a damn. We don't have anything. This is reminiscent of the JFK assassination, where it's our considered belief, I'm speaking our, the late Jim Mars, that and by the way, we have video testimony on this that's appeared on A&E Network from the paymaster for the assassins who was in witness protection in South America, spoke with disguised voice, blacked out face, and he said, "Oh yeah, they used hollow point bullet," and he named the assassin. I'm not going to get into that here, but we've seen this, and the damage to Kennedy's head was so profound. In fact, the doctors at Parkland Hospital said you could literally take your fist and put it in the back of the cranium of President Kennedy's head. The 25% of his cerebellum was blown out. That's an exploding bullet. The damage was so profound it could not even be closely remotely matched to a bullet that Oswald's Italian rifle could have fired. So what did they do? They lost the brain. That's an historical fact. How do you lose the brain of a president in the most important assassination investigation in American history? Certainly in the 20th century. How does that happen? It doesn't. Not without collusion. Why don't we have information on Charlie's autopsy? Why aren't they positively linking things and showing the public the proof? Oh, this is the most transparent FBI in FBI history. That's BS. That's BS. And I agree with Candace, and you can go to her YouTube channel and hear her say these things. Many parts of the American government, including the FBI, are hamstrung because they can't break a relationship with Israel. I can give you one reason right now. If Russia were ever to attack in the Middle East, your rapid deployment force is the IDF. That's just one reason among many. And this also blends into many other things going on, including the Epstein files. Because I think Charlie may have signed his death warrant when he said, I don't care where the chips fall, the Epstein files need to be released. I feel fortunate to be here today to tell you this because I've been saying this. My exact quote was from Shakespeare, though the heavens may fall, let justice be done. It's pretty much what Charlie was saying. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now that I don't want to jump into this on a repetitive basis. This is the second time in 2 days I've done a piece on this. But I will tell you that I think a good person to follow right now is Candace. She was ahead of the curve. We think we know what her sources are. Paul Preston and I talked about this last night. I'm not going to upstage her. She'll reveal when she knows, and I don't want to speculate and be wrong and put anyone in jeopardy. But I can tell you that I'm pretty sure I know who she's talking to and where they're from, because her information, every step that I've looked at this, has been spot on the money. And now I can tell you I am beginning to understand the feud she had with Ben Shapiro leading to the breakup of their broadcast relationship. I can see where the split came from. And I'll just leave it at that. I'll let Candace go further with that if she wants to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really the most significant negative political event, the murder of Charlie Kirk, in modern American history. You have to go back almost 60 years to find anything that parallels this. And then you have to have a major event like 9/11 to say, is there anything even comparable to this? This has such far-reaching effects. The one thing that I'll say, though, okay, is in the Kennedy assassination, I feel I was probably first to the base on naming the assassin and then providing complimentary evidence from his leader to the paymaster, to the visual evidence from a photo that took 4 years to clear up. This is so revelatory. It's scary. And I will say this about Charlie. If he can be killed for the reasons that Candace Owens is saying, and now Joe Rogan's on this bandwagon, if he can be killed for these reasons, nobody is safe. And we have infiltration into our government that's not warranted and it's illegal and it needs to be dealt with. And I'm going to connect the dot on something else. I'm going to talk about James Comey some point today and his indictment. But I believe James Comey's timing of his indictment was not to beat the statute of limitations, which was on Tuesday. There's other things they could charge him with that are well within the statute of limitations. I think it's connected to this. and the Russian hoax is connected to the same perpetrators. A lot to chew on here. We're all entitled to our opinion. We'll have to see where this goes. But we owe a debt of gratitude to Candace Owens. Otherwise, we might have bought the story hook, line, and sinker. But I just want to share a concluding thought with you. This is the easiest dot to connect, so I don't want any credit for doing this. John Kennedy, lone nut assassin with a diary saying what he was going to do. Bobby Kennedy, lone nut assassin with a diary saying what he was going to do. Martin Luther King, lone nut assassin with a diary saying what he was going to do. Now we have a lone nut assassin, and in the underground tunnel that's been revealed exists under his house, 3 feet wide, what is it, 30 feet long. And all of this stuff connected to extreme leftist literature, a lot of it violent in nature as it's coming out. So what we effectively have is the storyline is a lone nut assassin with written material that implicates him. Not a diary per se, but it's a diary in effect. Why is it with the four major assassinations in the last 60 years, all of them have the same MO? Does that not make you ask questions? So if you reject everything Candace Owens says and my buying into Candace and Joe Rogan buying into it, you tell me, how is it statistically possible that that could happen? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Quick programming note, those who said, Dave, I didn't get your newsletter. Yeah, we had a glitch. We have corrected it. Everything's back on. And you're saying, why would I want to get your newsletter? Because we do multiple publications a day and it's hard to keep coming back. Instead, you can get an email with everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner and put in your email. No, we don't sell data. And you'll get that update every single day. It's free and over 50,000 people are doing it. Hey, we are brought to you by the product that if I had to say, pick one thing that would help people maintain good health or go to restorative mode, this would be it. Save my life. And it doesn't cure anything. And you're thinking, well, gee, what does it do? It boosts your immune system tremendously, increases vitamin C, regulates vitamin D, the nuclear receptors, helps lengthen telomeres. Everything that happens with this product, the NanoSoma liquid spray, it increases the immune system functionality to a very high level. This is my wish for all of America. Make America healthy again. When we talk about that, this should be at the top of the list. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, the gloves are off, and I'm going to probably have to do some follow-ups on this because over time, things are going to come out. But I made a list here, 9, 10 things that is terribly wrong with the FBI taking over the investigation. That's the first thing that was wrong. The FBI had no business in this investigation. There is no federal law that says the FBI can usurp local jurisdiction and jurisdictional authority from local officials, whether it be state, local, county, doesn't matter. With a political activist murder. If this were the president or vice president of the United States, the FBI and the Secret Service would be front stage. That's not what happened. They usurped what happened and they engaged, in my humble opinion, and the evidence bears this out, a massive, massive cover up. And the local authorities hamstrung. First of all, no one who looks at this is satisfied with the results. We're going to get into some of those here. So why is the FBI, why did they pressure local authorities to close the case? They're not looking for the truth. Let's go through it and I'll bear out what I'm saying here. First of all, no bullet or bullet fragments were found. Well, they were. Where are they? Where are they? This was a murder that didn't just affect the United States and its political future, and particularly the younger generation. This had international implications. This is huge. Where's the forensic evidence? There is none. None available. Second thing, we covered this yesterday with proof from audio tapes. No autopsy was performed. Oh, I know. Oh, we did it. Where is it? Where is the autopsy? And this body was rushed to shipping, which means it had to be embalmed. Da, 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 da. Well, the doctor did the autopsy. That's not how it works. Utah state law requires an autopsy be done in a murder case. There's no option. There's no proof it was done. There wasn't the time to do it. And we have the audio tape showing it was not done. There's not going to be an autopsy. Oh, well, the doctor's already signed the birth cert or the death certificate. We've heard this. If you didn't know this, go back and review what we did yesterday. Unbelievable. SIM cards at the scene were taken out of cameras, and the camera directly behind Charlie at the time of the shooting was disassembled and taken away immediately. In fact, you can see the video. It's all over YouTube, multiple places. What you see are people jumping the table and emptying SIM cards, shots ringing out. These people didn't dive for cover. They didn't run for safety. They didn't react to the shooting. They directly went for the video evidence next to Charlie. If that's not suspicious, I don't know what is, but you can't argue with what's on tape. I'll tell you, we would never have seen that. And let me digress for just a moment. The Marianne Moorman photo. She's directly across the street from the grassy knoll. She took a picture of President Kennedy less than 1/6 of a second of the time that the fatal headshot was fired. She was so horrified, she took her camera and stuck it in her purse. Now, other people were taking pictures, but they had their cameras seized by people flashing FBI and Secret Service credentials, and Secret Service credentials were fake because there were no Secret Service assigned to that area. These people never got their cameras that are filmed back. Oh, you'll get it back in 10 days. Here's your receipt. And they never got it back. There were all kinds of interviews done. Bill Curtis, Nigel Turner, talked to people that this happened to. Today, in this day and age, and I made this comment many times, had the Kennedy assassination happened in this time frame, we would have had clear and convincing evidence. By the way, the Moorman photo went on to be developed over a 3-year period because at first she just had a grainy deal and you couldn't tell anything. It was eventually colorized, and I believe it shows the true assassin. And we know his identity, and I've covered it. I'm not going to get into that here. But I just wanted to tell you that had it not been for some of these other people that were actively filming, we would know the truth, and it was an impossible task for authorities to seize what it was. And so the way they're dealing with it is to ignore it. We haven't heard a federal explanation on why a table was jumped by a couple of men, okay? SIM cards taken out, camera behind Charlie taken down, disassembled, and off we go. Why haven't we heard anything about that from the authorities? There's probably 100 videos right now on social media that shows this. Okay, next. Why weren't there drones in the air with all the death threats Charlie was getting? Why weren't there line of sight drones covering rooftops? You'd only need two or three. You might get away with one. But there were none. Why? It's a hell of a question, isn't it? I know what someone's thinking right now. Dave, are you saying this could have been an inside job? I'm not saying anything. I'm letting the facts be presented here and let you start asking the questions. Because, see, the FBI is not asking the right questions. They're not asking any questions. Oh, here's a grainy video of a guy jumping off a roof. We don't see him in the prone position. We know that at least 20 seconds were cut off of that video. We don't have the video from other areas. No, that's all we have. And by the way, this is proof he's guilty. Yeah. Next. You've seen the It's hard to fight back tears when you see this. Four men carrying Charlie's body, and it's lifeless. You can see it was no movement, nothing. And they're carrying him out to the SUV. So, in an event where you have thousands of people, you don't have any EMTs, you have no standby ambulance, you have no medical authorities, and it was up to Charlie's friends closest to the scene to transport the body to the hospital. What kind of poop show is this where this would happen? I'd like to know who was in charge of that planning for that event, because that person needs to be looked at. That's gross negligence. You go to a high school football game, there's a fire truck, EMTs there, but almost any high school football game for liability reasons. So you don't think there's a reason in controversial atmosphere to have medical personnel on standby, and it's up to the local citizens? Charlie's life couldn't have been saved, but what if it could have been? He could have died because there wasn't proper medical personnel on scene. That's not what happened here, I know that. But if you're anticipating something negative happening, if you think it's a possibility, I think you follow my line of reasoning. Total negligence or purpose in this particular element. I just look at these here and I'm shaking my head. There are 1,400 videos on that campus. Why are we only getting grainy images? And I've looked at the image jumping down from the roof. I can't tell you who that is. That could be a member of my family, and I couldn't tell. So you're going to tell me that all 1,400 cameras on that campus have nothing but grainy, unidentifiable, clear, unclear images? Is that what we're supposed to believe? Hell, the university needs to ask for their money back. I mean, this was worse quality than a Ring camera. And we're not seeing any other angles, are we? Because if we had an angle to the right, we'd see prone position. Oh, that's right. They cut tw at least 20 seconds off that video. And we know the timing is all wrong, too, because the running was taking place before the crowd hit the ground. We know that. We know that. That's not in dispute. The video evidence is out there and it's everywhere. Here's one of the most outrageous things. Was this not a crime scene? Was this not a high-profile crime scene with national and international implications, all eyes upon the place, who done it, circumstances? I've seen the video, social media, paving over with pavers the area where Charlie was at, digging up other areas at the crime scene. And the FBI allowed this? I thought the FBI gave crime scene evidence training to local law enforcement. Isn't that true? If this is what they're teaching, it's amazing that police departments anywhere could solve a crime at all. This is called obstruction of justice. Less than 48 hours, you're destroying the crime scene. How do you not know that you couldn't find, for example, just for example, microscopic bullet fragments, and you bring in the sensitive equipment? Well, we have videos of the entire area and what was happening. You didn't see any of the detectors being used to find microscopic bullet fragments, but they should have been looking unless they knew there was nothing to find. I've had snipers point this out to me. This is also on social media now, but I had this pointed out to me 4 days ago before I thought I was going to have to deal with this. The shooting angle does not match the angle that they say Charlie was hit. It's an 8-degree slope. No. Every person with sniper experience. And here's the thing that's really troubling. Whoever did this and wherever they did it from had knowledge of where Charlie was going to be precisely in advance. You can read between the lines on that one. Tyler Robinson, There are many people that think that he couldn't have pulled this off, didn't pull it off. He played a role with a gun. This was not 30-06, by the way, and I can't find a sniper. I've asked, I says, can you make a case for this, Mr. Sniper? No. I've asked SWAT team people, can you make a case for that? No. But they're unified and it's not a 30-06. But Tyler Robinson, was he told to handle the gun? He's already said in court, I was paid to do this, but not shoot. He gets off. If you don't have an autopsy, how do you convict? You know, the old words of the OJ trial. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Well, the analogy fits here. All of these things add up to hung jury. And yet they're pushing for the death penalty before the evidence even came in. There hasn't even been discovery, and they announced they're going to go for the kill shot. Firing squad is being prepared in Utah. That's made the news in local Utah stations. Is that not a little bit of a rush to judgment? We're going to go for the death penalty when you haven't even done discovery of the evidence with the defense? And then you have to wonder what kind of stooge they'll bring in to defend this kid. Will he be sold down the river with inadequate defense, or will he be Epstein'd? He can't be allowed to walk away and talk. Not if what I think happened happened. We'll see how this plays out in the trial. But I look at this with great suspicion. But these aren't the only suspicions I have. These are the forensic. Now I'm going to say this in summary. I know the JFK assassination upside down, inside out, right side up and down, and all around. I know it. I know the magic bullet, the timing problem, how the bullet that struck Kennedy and Connally, according to the Warren Commission, changed directions and elevation four times and ended up pristinely in condition, coming out at a stretcher in the hospital with the stretcher that Kennedy was, yeah, exactly, Connally was on, was in dispute. I know all of it. I know the trees that were in the way, the angle. I know it all. And I got to tell you, as bad and as many holes were there with the Warren Commission report on JFK, this is worse. This is far worse. This is elementary crime scene mismanagement. Now, I have more to say in some other areas. And then I have some things I'm going to hold back on for right now. I want to see how this plays out. But I want to make sure you hear what I'm saying very clearly. There's something going on here that's not right. And when the federal authorities don't conduct a legitimate investigation, and they have not, and when they usurp the investigation illegally in violation of the 10th Amendment, right? Federalism, federal, state, local, county. They violated the 10th Amendment by usurping. See, Utah authorities could ask for help, but it was the FBI that took it over. I do not believe that Bongino and Patel are co-conspirators. I don't believe that for a second. But I do believe they're in stand down mode for a reason. And if people don't like me saying that, then my statement to the FBI is this: if you don't like conspiracy theories, then stop acting guilty. You and your conduct have brought this on. I said in the beginning, and you can go back, I said, I want Charlie's work to continue. Let's honor his memory. Let's not get bogged down with JFK details that went on for 30 years before we really started getting to the heart of who done it. I said, I don't want to go there. Charlie's work is too important, and we need to fill the void with 1 million Charlies. And I've said that here in this venue. And I said, don't get bogged down in the forensics. But it's kind of like when the enemy is at your door, you've got to respond. And I'm responding. And I'm saying, what you're being told, America, is a load of crap. In fact, when we bring these things up, they're not even countering. It's lone gun assassin, evidence that would basically equate to a diary, And it's the same thing we've seen with every major political assassination in the last 60 plus years. And you're not going to hear any more from these people. And it's up to us to ask the right questions. Who is being protected? That's the question I have. And I'm going to tell you this. The answer lies in following the money and how the power structure and MO of Turning Point either stays the same or changes. And I'm going to address that in the next segment. And by the way, for the record, everything I have said here is in evidence on social media, video evidence, audio evidence, like what I played yesterday with, there's not going to be an autopsy. Doctors already signed the death certificate. You heard it. You heard it. It's already there. Follow the money and watch what Turning Point does. Are they going to have someone replace Charlie? Are they going to have 10 Charlies, 50 Charlies? Who's going to do it? I don't see Erica Kirk doing it. I don't see that she has those abilities that Charlie had. I think there's other people. Doesn't mean that she can't run the organization as CEO, but a lot of people are even raising questions about that. To me, maybe this was a sympathy vote to install her. Maybe she was so close to Charlie that people feel that she could administratively organize what's going on. But I'll deal with that in the next segment. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. It's a sad day in America. We lost a hero who was making a difference, and I'm pissed off about the way the investigation has been handled. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Interesting revelations coming out today. This will be the most brief and succinct, and it's a follow-up on things that we have talked about before. But now we're connecting dots and things are getting very, very serious. You know who I am. You know what we do here. We're really glad to be with you. And we are brought to you by NanoSoma Liquid Spray. If you want preventative for boosted immune system, this is your product. I know I'm living proof. Emphasis on the word living. Do you need to correct things that are going on by boosting the immune system? This too is your ticket. And again, I am the poster child for what this product can do. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. We have talked on this show about pole reversals, the weakening of the magnetosphere, and now we're getting mainstream attention. Major researchers around the world are no longer, "Hey, Mr. Government official, can we talk about this pretty please?" We're not hearing that any longer. We're seeing both poles moving. The North Pole is moving much faster than the South Pole, and the rate is accelerating by a factor of 10 in the last decade compared to the previous century. This is very concerning. We're looking at True North actually moving out to the Baltic Sea. This is the projection. The South Pole is moving much slower, but we're seeing decided effects. Because you're getting a weakening magnetosphere, you have less protection from the sun. You're going to see a lot more skin cancer. You're going to see more power outages. We're more prone to CMEs, coronal mass ejections, and the effect it can have on the grid. There's even a story out there unrelated, and I haven't been able to confirm it, but actually on a lot of YouTube channels right now, they're reporting that a CME has hit 3i Atlas and it's in trouble. I don't know. But I'm just saying the sun is becoming active. Some CMEs did happen at that same time as this alleged story happened. And we had two major earthquakes as a result. People are asking me, "Dave, what happens when the magnetosphere weakens enough and the poles shift enough?" I think this is why we have found the underwater city 2,000 feet deep off the coast of Cuba, while Yamaguni off the coast of Okinawa, with its pyramid-shaped structures and monolithic buildings, why we see that beneath the ocean, why we see in the South Atlantic the Beenemy Road. Why is it beneath the water? Because we've been there before. We've had thousands of years of relative stability, and that's about to change. We know that the Ring of Fire is beginning. And interesting thing, I did not report this because in the face of everything else that was going on, but Yellowstone is pulsing every 11 minutes. So are the other volcanoes in the Ring of Fire. They seem to be joined in ways that we probably don't yet understand. And if the trend continues, and I believe it's going to, we are going to see massive earth changes that have nothing to do with man-caused climate change. This is not related to man. This is way beyond our ability to impact, either positively or negatively. But don't get me wrong. We're pooping in our own nest with regard to how we don't take care of the planet. And it does require some cleanup if these other things weren't happening. But these things are natural earth cycles. Now, seismic activity and planetary and celestial body changes happen at 19.6 degrees latitude. When you see a star go dark, the emanation point of the vibrations that cause it is 19.6. When you see massive volcanic eruptions on other planets, same thing. Same thing here. And 19.6 seems to be the heart and soul of the Ring of Fire. And it's becoming active. How long do we have? I don't know. This is a civilization ending event. This is an extinction level event. And the Hopis tell us it's happened five times before. The Indians in their Arvig tell us the same thing. I think we're headed for another one. I just don't know the time frame. And unfortunately, there's nothing I can tell you that you can possibly do. A guy named Felix wrote a book called Not by Water, but by Not by Ice, but by Fire, or Not by Fire, but by Ice. And what he meant was in this, and I interviewed him, gosh, it's probably been 16, 17 years. But he really wrote a great book, got my attention, and he said that his projections tell him that when these events happen, we could see snowdrifts that would dwarf the Chicago skyline, Manhattan. The earth changes would be profound, and it's hard to believe that Yellowstone would not go off. And that effectively stops North America. The kill zone, they say, is about 500 miles. The absolute dead zone is about 100 miles. These are just projections. I don't think anyone's entirely sure. But the blackout effect on the sun, crops not growing, this is linked to the dinosaurs and how they became extinct. Could happen next week, could happen in 10 years, 20 years, or 200 years. I don't know. But it is interesting that so many of our elite are talking about getting to Mars as fast as possible. And what would we have to do to terraform the planet? Those have been discussions that have been out there. Elon Musk has addressed going to Mars repeatedly. And my question is, and I'll conclude with this, what do they know that we don't know? Wish I had better news. By the way, this rate is supposed to double again before 2030 to 2035 with the weakening of the magnetosphere and the moving of true north. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.